Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Starscast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Well, welcome tonight. Another great show. Excuse my voice and just getting over a nasty cold. But our topic tonight is when karma is not enough, when it's time to exert free will. It's kind of a continuation of last week because that went so well, and everybody seemed to love it in the chat room and calling in and the listeners that listened to the show after it was recorded. So that's a bonus right there. So I have with me tonight, again, Stars Maya and Stars Dragon Spirit. And ladies, if you will, begin the show, and I'm going to go start taking some calls.
Okay, thank you, Natalie. This is Stars Maya, and I want to start out by welcoming all of our listeners. We welcome everyone that's been tuning in. We're so glad to have you back. And a big welcome to all the new listeners to the show. We hope you enjoy the topic, and our goal is to share our knowledge and experience and hope that you gain something from it. Well, I also want to take note of the people in the chat room, the experts and visitors alike. The experts in the chat room, this is a team effort, and we couldn't do all this without them, so we really appreciate that. So that being said, let's move on to the topic at hand. So for those of you that did tune in last week, we discussed a little bit about karma and free will, destiny and fate, and how to know the difference and how to evolve within that. So where I'm going to take it to start with is that I believe that in defining karma is situations or parts of our life lesson or journey that are pretty much solid and you might, if you want to use the word, set in stone to a point. However, there's always an intersection, and there are times when karma may appear in our life, and I'm going to use a relationship as an analogy. So you may be involved in a relationship. There's a definite connection, and it's felt by both people. However, numerous obstacles begin to crop up, and there starts to be chaos and conflict, and you're faced with trying to decide, which as humans is a very difficult situation. So the person, let's say the client or any human, you know, I love this person, I want to be with them. Karma, I often define it as the feeling of supposed to be, I'm supposed to be. We could even say about our careers, I'm supposed to be a singer or I'm supposed to be this. So anyways, let's say that you're in that situation and you feel so driven to hang on, to hold on, to stick it out. I feel that that is karma that is urging you. It's that karmic lesson, perhaps. I mean, we could really, that's a really broad field. So you are being urged and you're being pushed to hold on, but the reality of what you have in the now or the present is chaotic, it's full of conflict, and it's simply no longer serving your highest good. You are not receiving the happiness, the joy, the peace, or the harmony. So in that respect, that would be, to me, and again, these are views expressed by myself and Dragon Spirit, it does not necessarily mean that it is the only view or the right view that we have. There's many different views, so do keep that in mind as we discuss. So at that point, I would say to a client, and I would feel that your free will needs to be exerted and you need to make a decision and a choice for the now and the reality, and you need to allow your free will to overcome that feeling of karma. And it sometimes can be a very difficult thing, and some of the most troubling, most challenging decisions are when we feel so much feel it to the bone, feel it in our soul, feel it all the way down through every part of our being, that we are supposed to do this or we are supposed to be with this person. Yet, again, the reality or the day-to-day is not in harmony, and we're basically not happy. So with that being said, with that introduction to where we're going or where I'm, you know, going with this topic, which I feel is a fabulous topic, by the way, let's move on to Star's Dragon Spirit and get some of her insight and guidance on this.
Thank you, Star's Maya. And first, thanks to everybody who's come to listen tonight. Again, we just express our viewpoints. Everybody has their own way of looking at things and working with things and so forth. For me, karma is always existent. That's the reason we reincarnate so many times, is to equal out or balance out our karma. Karma exists whether a person is aware of it or not. For myself and for some people that I've been around, when you're going through a karmatic lesson, you always have the opportunity, free will, your choice, of either going through it now or going through it later. I believe that when you go through it, you're going to go through different levels of it. If someone's going through a lesson or someone is experiencing one of their issues is being worked on, quite often I hear, well, I already worked on that. Why am I going through it again? Well, there's different levels to it. Say if you have one issue and you work on it, that's one level of it. Some point in time it's going to come back again. But once again, it's your choice. It's your free will choice. Either do you want to go through this now or do you want to go through it later? And as Stars Maya said, if you're in a relationship that is a karmic relationship, say, for instance, you meet someone and you're very familiar with this person. It's not somebody that you've gotten to know, but when you first meet them, there's a connection. There's an energy that passes between the two of you, and you know this is going to be something. Maybe karma, maybe somebody that you've incarnated with in another lifetime, and the lesson will present itself karmically. There is a point in time that you would have to ask yourself, do you want to stay in that relationship, especially if you do not see any growth coming out of it, if you do not feel a flow going through you that this is being resolved, everything's being worked out, and both of you are working back and forth to accomplish this. Again, it's your choice whether you want to stay in that relationship and work on this or get out. Now, there's a fine line because some, not everybody, but some, maybe they're carrying other issues into this relationship, and yeah, it might be a karmic relationship and it might not, but they're thinking it is because, say, in your past, somewhere that, you know, you recognize some of the symbols and you went through this before and you're going, now this is why I'm getting this kind of negativity or this kind of treatment because of something that happened to you in the past. If you feel that and it gets to the point to where it's abusive or it gets to the point to where you feel that it's not growing, that it's not learning, you have the right, you have the option of exerting your free will and saying, okay, this has to stop. Even though you know there's a lesson to it, this has to stop. So to me, once you get out of that relationship or get away from an abusive type situation and so forth, you still have the lesson to go to. It will come back to you at some point in time for you to be able to resolve the issue. Again, I believe in many levels. I do not, from my perspective, and people that I've been around most of my life, karma is a constant thing in various levels. It's not something that's fulfilled in one lifetime. Again, that's why we reincarnate. But never, ever should someone stay in a relationship that is abusive to them, and they don't feel it's growing, and they don't feel that, that the connection's there any longer. Again, you do have free will. You can leave that and not fret about it and say, oh, my goodness, I might have done something wrong because I left that relationship and I should have stayed in it. For me, there is no should. No one should, you know, say that they have to because they're afraid they're not going to be able to resolve it again. Because it'll come back around. It definitely come back around. And there's some people you might hear when they're talking about karma, and they see something happen, they say, well, that's instant karma. I've seen those type of situations, and I've known people who have gone through them, but never, ever should it get to the point where, you know, it's an abusive type situation. And I don't believe anyone gets penalized for leaving that type of a situation. So that's my point so far, Stars Maya.
Okay, well, that was a lot of information and very interesting that you see it levels. I kind of relate to that a little bit. I do see that there's levels, and you brought up about there is a constant when it comes to karma and also with past lives. And I know that, you know, many of our listeners believe in that, and I'm sure that there's some that perhaps do not believe in past lives or reincarnation, but they may believe in there's some type of spirituality or spiritual development. But when we're on this earth, one thing as humans, I think it's important in developing yourself spiritually and finding that line and trying to decipher, is this something that I'm supposed to stick with? Am I supposed to hold out? Am I supposed to be patient and work at this? Or am I supposed to let go? Is I do feel it's important to have some type of belief in something greater than just us, to have some type of faith in something. I feel faith is very important when it comes to some of these decisions. And one thing that I would like to address is that if there is a karmic situation, which I could also replace it, or let's say that you are destined to be with someone, or it's fate that you're meant to be with this person, if it's not working out in the now or the present time, and it's bringing you unhappiness or chaos, or it's just a constant battle, it could also simply be a matter of timing. We do, and that's where I feel faith sometimes comes in. And it's not about religion. It's just about faith in something, in tomorrow, in something better, in something greater. So we do have to have faith, that faith in ourselves, absolutely, as well, in that if something is truly destined to be and it's absolutely a part of our life, it is going to occur. And that does not mean that we are supposed to endure hardship and constant anxiety relationships, or endure a situation where we are feeling this karmic pull, or we are feeling this, you know, this person, this is the one, I feel destined to be with them, yet the other person is not, you know, which we touched on that subject last week, that other person is not reciprocating those feelings or not taking those actions. Sometimes it's simply a matter of timing, and that's a good indication, too, of it's time to exert your free will and have faith that if this is a karmic situation, or if you are destined to be with this person, exerting your free will when I say demanding, I don't mean demanding by screaming or yelling, but by supporting your spiritual and emotional self and standing up and realizing that we were created to be happy and to live in harmony and balance. If you support that within yourself and within your life, in all relationships, friendships, family relationships, especially romantic relationships and even work, if you support that and you follow through with that support by taking strong actions, you will end up with that person. I'm sure many of us that are in the field of spirituality have seen situations where, for example, let's use a romantic situation. A couple comes together and they feel this strong connection. They both feel it, but external circumstances, outside influences, timing is off, and they just cannot find peace and balance. Then perhaps it's just not the right time, and so we need to exert our free will. We need to be strong enough to acknowledge that for whatever reason, it's not the right time, or this is not what I am feeling it's supposed to be, and so I need to move forward and let go. And I also want to address that one of the challenges we have as human beings is learning to recognize what truly is karma or fate or destiny and what is simply a desire or an attachment that we have created or co-created with someone else, and we're mistaken, and so we're pursuing this ideal or this idea or this person or this relationship based on our presumption this is supposed to be. So a way to look at your life and evaluate, again, I think a lot of this just boils down to really taking your day-to-day experiences, again, whether it's a relationship with family, friends, work. You know, our family, we have to have some interaction, but we certainly don't have to be a constant part of every family member's life. So if you find yourself in a state of chaos or anxiety, or you're constantly feeling doubts, uncertainties, there's friction, constant friction, the obstacles just come one right after the other, then you may want to truly ask yourself, am I just following an idea or a dream or a vision or something that is a strong need, but this is not the right person, or this is not actually, it's not truly karma, it's more our own personal need, drive, desire that's pushing us to pursue something that we're just simply not getting benefit from. I do believe that anything that is supposed to be in our lives is going to, I mean, yes, there's going to be challenges in any relationship or any situation in life, but for the most part, there should be, it should be more harmony, more peace, and more happiness. So what do you feel about that, Stars, Dragon, Spirit?
There was a couple of things that you brought up, that one of them specifically that I might have worded wrong or didn't explain in that way. I agree insofar as someone getting involved in a relationship, and it may not be a karmatic relationship. That's very important. That's going to be your first bottom line right there. If someone gets into a relationship, as you're beginning to know this person and sharing with this person and everything else, do a self-inventory. You know, ask yourself, do you feel or do you see that this is being a karmatic-type relationship? People, you know, once in a while, stop yourself and ask yourself these things and self-evaluate, because as you said, Stars Maya, someone can be in a relationship, you know, and because of other reasons, maybe being afraid they're going to lose the relationship, or there's some other level of the relationship they don't want to let go of, and so forth and so on, and it may not have the relationship has nothing to do with karma. I think for myself, that would be the first question I would have to ask myself. And I do believe in divine timing, as you were explaining. I've seen it many times in my life. I've met a lot of people who have experienced the same thing. And as you said, somebody will come along. But if the two halves, let's say, for instance, aren't in a relative same level situation, say one's pretty far up and the other one's pretty far behind because they really haven't worked on anything and don't want to work on anything. Again, divine timing. You may meet them, say, in 2001 and never see them again until 2004. And then when you meet him again in 2004, you end up having that relationship with him. I'm a firm believer in that, and I've seen it happen with a lot of people. And a lot of my clients through the years have experienced the same thing. You meet somebody at one period. If the timing's not right and everything else, well, it'll come back to you again if it's truly meant to be with that one person. Every individual works on their own levels. Every individual has their own way of doing things, their own belief systems, their own daily lives. When we get into those type of relationships, I don't believe everything's always a flat line and goes good and everything else. I think when two people come together, especially for a karmic relationship, you're going to have buttons pushed. You're going to have days that things aren't going that great. That's so with any relationship. And then you're going to have days and time periods that things are going to flow and there's no hindrance whatsoever or anything else. It's going to be up and down. But again, I think an individual would benefit if they feel that strong of a pull to someone and things. I would ask myself, okay, do I feel this is a situation that is a karma situation, or am I pulled to it because of some other reason in me? Say, for instance, you've been by yourself for quite a long time, a long period of time, and you haven't been with someone else. And then you meet someone, and you say, wow, I finally met somebody, and there's finally going to be something happening. You know, and it might have nothing to do with karma. It might not have anything to do with that at all. It's just the fact that you've been by yourself for a long time, and all of a sudden this person comes along, and it's like, yes, I finally get to be in a relationship. So, you know, you may hang on to the relationship, even though it's not best for you. You may hang on to it because you don't want to be by yourself again for so long. Again, to me, that's something that an individual has to ask themselves. But I very much believe in divine timing, very much so. You can butt your head against the wall and push for something and do all kinds of things, and you'll end up, you know, finding yourself very frustrated and very upset, and then it throws yourself out of balance. The best thing that I could offer is to say, use your time wisely. If you're by yourself, then there's a reason you're by yourself. That's the way I feel about it. And people attract each other on different levels for various reasons. But I'm a firm believer in if you're really meant to be with that person, and say that other person doesn't want to be in a relationship with you right now, I guarantee you that at some point in time again, you're going to cross paths. You're going to see that in each other. And then when you do have the relationship, you're both ready for it. You're both on approximately the same level and the same issues and goals to be worked on. So that's about my take on it, Stars Maya.
With that, thank you, Stars Dragon Spirit. I think you brought up an excellent point, and I would like to elaborate my ideology on that, and that was when you went into a little bit better explanation about the different levels. I so support and agree with you and feel that oftentimes that is definitely the case. So in that situation, for our listeners, if you're working at deciding if this karmic, let's say, let's use a relationship because that's the majority of our life is around relationships. Let's say that you are trying to decide if this karmic, if it's karmic and destined to be, and if so, if this is the right time, imagine yourself as Stars Dragon Spirit pointed out at different levels. So imagine that you're on a hike, and imagine this other person is on that path, but if that person, if you're hiking and you're moving forward, and this other person that you feel, you know, is possibly a karmic relationship or if you're destined to be with this person, they should be at least within your vision. So if you can kind of take that analogy and put it to a spiritual perspective. So let's say that the person, they're a little bit behind you, perhaps they're a little bit ahead of you, but they're still in sight. You can still look ahead or look behind, and you can see sight of them. Then probably that relationship is going to, everyone's going to catch up, and there's going to be balance, and the obstacles are very temporary. But imagine yourself on that same path, and when you search for this person that you feel so connected to and you feel you're definitely meant to be with, they are so far ahead or they are so far behind that you would be waiting days for them to catch up. That's a good, if you can take that analogy and put it into a spiritual or emotional component and see where you're at emotionally and spiritually versus where they're at. If they are so out of sight or so far out of our field, our area, then it's probably not the right time. That does not necessarily mean that at some point there won't be an intersection with that person that years later, months later, you know, as human beings we have enlightenment and we have times where our spiritual awareness, you know, jumps, takes leaps, and there's other times where we make a stop, just like we are taking a hike and we take a little break. So I think that is something that perhaps our listeners could put to use. And the other thing, as Stars, Dragon, Spirit pointed out, that I think it's important, and after that we're going to check with Natalie to see where we're at, but I would also like our listeners to just take a check on themselves, as Stars, Dragon, Spirit suggested, and see what your happiness and more your harmony and balance level is in the moment. And the other question is, because there are many reasons and many drives that we have, we are driven, as she, Stars, Dragon, Spirit, pointed out some really good analogies about other situations that can urge us or push us to be with someone, and right away we want to grab onto the, well, it's karma, I'm supposed to be with them. A good question to ask yourself is, if it's not in harmony, if fear is making decisions for you, because chances are, if the reason why you're not moving forward and out of a relationship that is not in balance and harmony and is not grounded in good, solid, a friendship and just harmony and a sense of comfort and security, if fear of being alone or fear of the unknown, if fear is a major factor in not letting go or moving forward, I can pretty much tell you that this is not a karmic relationship, or at least it's not in this moment, and it is time to let go, exert your free will, and open the doors, because always remember and have faith that the future holds limitless opportunities, the potential that this world has. I know we all have our beliefs. We all have our attunement to whatever we see as creator. I make no bones about, I believe in the Christian God, and I feel very strongly that having faith in something, we have a wonderful world when you think about it, an amazing place with amazing things and so many amazing people. So remember, too, that if you're stuck somewhere for the wrong reasons and you're waiting, you're missing out on those just tremendous opportunities, unlimited potential, and the happiness that I feel we were created to receive and to embrace and to enjoy. And with that, let's check in with Natalie and see where we're at with callers.
Okay, well, we've got a few here. We've got four on hold right now, so I think you could probably kind of wrap it up and then we could get to them, because usually about this time is when I get slammed with them, ladies. You know how that goes. So, you know, and that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. But I think if you just wrap it up, we'll be just fine.
Okay. Well, I'm. This is Stars Maya, and I'm just going to – that was kind of my wrap-up. I'm just going to quickly say that I wish everyone light, and I wish – I hope that all of our listeners can really evaluate their own self and their life and the situation, whether it's work, whether it's a friendship, even a family relationship or relative, and really ask yourself, what am I receiving from this? What is my state of being when I'm with this person? And even more important sometimes, what is my state of being when I'm not with this person? And if you're being honest and you're finding that there's more downtime and there's more, like I say, the three C's, chaos, conflict, and confusion, if that is the predominating factors, then chances are it's time to exert your free will, have faith, and move forward. Let the light shine. So with that, go ahead, Stars, Dragon, Spirit, and let's hear what your final thoughts are.
The relationships, to make this clear to everyone that's listening, this is about all relationships. This is not just about romantic relationships. This is friendships, coworkers, and as you pointed out, there's my family as well. It applies to any and every relationship in your life. And again, the evaluation is good, and as Stars Maya said, the three C's, because of the simple fact, there's a lot of times out there, and there's going to be people in your life and around you that are very good at dealing out guilt trips. They're going to be very good in dumping a lot of stuff on you to try to throw you off balance, to try to get your attention away from the main issue and other things. So, again, if you can evaluate yourself and save yourself the agony or save yourself from being imbalanced, that would be a great heads up because, again, it applies to all relationships. Not romantic, you know, not just romantic, but friendships and coworkers and family and everything. And there's no reason for anyone to always feel like, you know, it's trudging along or whatever. And that's something that everyone needs to find within themselves. So with that, you know, I will go ahead and turn it over to Natalie. And again, I'm glad everybody's come tonight, and I do hope that there's been something said or discussed that somebody resonated with and is able to apply to their daily lives.
Okay, what an awesome subject, and I can't wait to post the next one because we have a list ready to go. This is awesome. Well, okay, I'm going to connect you right away and kind of save my voice here a little bit because we all know that Natalie's been kind of sick, so I could lose my voice at any moment in time. But anyways, Stars Maya, I have the first caller. Her name is Alfina. That's A-L-F-I-N-A, I believe. That's how I'm spelling it. I'll connect you with her right now. Okay, Alfina,
Hello?
All set with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask her your question.
I'm wondering when me and Ryan are going to reconnect.
Okay, you said your first name is Alfina, right?
Yes.
Okay, and I didn't catch the name of the person. When you and...
Ryan.
Ryan?
Yes, R-Y-A-N.
Okay. The connection was a little staticky at first. Okay, so you're wanting to know when you're going to reconnect.
Yes.
Okay, I am showing that there is going to be a reconnection. I feel like there's some obstacles right now. I feel like there's going to be some type of light connection. To me, that would mean a call, text, email, something like that. But I don't see anything very significant in terms of something where the potential exists. Just really start moving forward for another few weeks, probably 3 to 6 weeks, and I feel like there's going to be a lot of changes in that time period, and things are going to lighten up, and that's going to be the potential for a reconnection in the way that I think that you're desiring it to be. Does that make sense, Alfina?
So you said 3 weeks, or?
Well, I feel like there's going to be, let me rephrase it. I feel like probably even within the next week, there's going to be some type of light contact, But as far as a reconnection, a full reconnection, in my book, that means... Ooh, what was that?
I don't know.
Alfina, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Did you hear that crazy noise?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. There's going to be contact soon, but a reunification where mind, body, and spirit, where there's going to be actually the potential to move forward, I feel like is going to take a little bit longer. It's going to be a few weeks down the road. It'll be worth the wait, though, because I feel like a lot of things will be worked out. I do appreciate your call so very much. Thank you. God bless you, and you have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Okay, Stars, Dragon, Spirit, are you ready? I have caller number two. Her name is Kelly, and I'm going to connect you right now with her. Go ahead, Kelly. You've got Stars, Dragon, Spirit live on the air. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I have a question about career and if you see anything improving for me with finances this summer or when, if ever. A little bit in survival mode.
Okay, Kelly. First off, breathe.
Okay.
This has been a real heavy worry of yours for quite some time now.
Yes.
What I see and feel within a month, I'm going to say a month because that's about the time frame I'm looking at, you're going to see an offer or...
Sorry. It's my sweet dog. She. Sorry about that.
She's excited.
Sorry,
okay.
Everyone, for the listener. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Again, within a month, there's going to be some type of an offer. Whether it's somebody that you meet or somebody that you already know, they're going to find out about something. I don't see a real major flow for about two and a half months. You're going to do something that's going to change the energy that's around you, and it's going to start attracting these types of things to you. Have you been looking to go into your own type of business or anything of that nature?
I have not. I've always thought about that potentially long term. But
okay, that's going to be a good thing for you to look into, because what I'm seeing is you have several things that you can do, and you're the type of person, and your personality and your energy is the type that would have their own business, conduct, you know, the things that they like to do, and you can make money at it. So I would definitely say, further that, look into it, see the steps that you're going to have to take to set it up, because that is your strongest suit.
Okay.
Honestly, that's what I see. That's your strongest suit instead of working for someone else.
Mm-hmm. It's always been a dream, but, you know, anyway.
that's why I say look at the steps, you know, start accumulating the steps. Find out what you have to do in order to set it up, how much it's going to cost you, find out all the particulars, because that is something that's going to suit your energy. That is something that will manifest as soon as you start really putting energy into it. Once you put the energy out, the universe hears it, and they start delivering. But as I said, within a month, you are going to either talk to one of your friends. They're going to find out about something coming up, or you're going to run into it another way by yourself. So within a month, it's going to change. 2.5 months, I would say, right about 2.5 months, it'll start picking up sooner and quicker and coming in for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for coming.
Okay. Sorry about my sweet dog. All right.
That's okay.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
And go to the site. You can get an in-depth reading from any one of my experts, starswithaZpsychics.com. Have a great evening, dear.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Stars Maya, are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay. I have Eric on the line. Eric, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for...
Okay. I have Stars Maya live on the air. You can ask her your question.
Maya.
Go ahead.
I wanted to ask, this is a potential relationship. Her name is Fatinati. And I met her about 2 weeks ago, and I'm curious why she has not been very responsive as of late. And do you just see that maybe something will happen, timing issues, or do you see something happening in terms of this lady, Fatinati?
Fatinati?
That's a Moroccan girl. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like there is actually a lot out there for you, but I don't feel that this female is really receptive. This is not a good time in her life, and I'm just not picking up. My guides are just not showing me that there's really going to be much going on here. There's the possibility of, you know, perhaps she may be a little more receptive the beginning of April, but as far as the potential, as I'm seeing it right now, for this to become a long-term relationship, I'm not seeing that. What I'm seeing is that there's a lesson here for you, and I'm shown actually someone else coming in fairly quickly that is going to pretty much sweep you off your feet, but going to be extremely receptive. And the person that I'm being shown, I believe that anything is possible, so mm-hmm. we should always keep an open mind and keep our options open.
Okay,
but
sure.
Just what I'm being shown, Eric, is I'm just not shown that this particular relationship is going to move where you're wanting to go. However, I'm shown definitely I'm seeing you very close with someone. Summer for me would be May, June, July. Those months I'm seeing you involved in a very close relationship, very strong connection, and lots of equality. This person is a very solid person, very balanced. So I do see some positive things. I'm just not necessarily seeing anything long-term this moment. That's correct, Eric. Yes, that is correct.
So may I ask that this person is in May, June, or July, this is a totally new person, not anybody that I have met or dated in the past?
I don't feel it's anyone that you have had face-to-face contact with.
Yeah, face-to-face contact.
Yes,
perfect.
That's right. And I would love for you to visit us at Star Psychics, that stars with a Z, and any one of the experts would be happy to look further into this, because I do feel you have some amazing things. This is going to be a great year for you romantically. Just this is a little bit of a lesson, this current female. And, you know, by all means, don't just shut the door just because you've been told something. Pursue that, because there's always a lesson, and I feel like we always gain something and learn something about ourselves when we interact with someone else. So this is not negative news. This is not anything that you should be sad or disheartened about. If anything, you should be doing a happy dance, because I am showing a full commitment for you, and really fairly soon. I appreciate very much your call, Eric. And
thank you so much for your call.
Yes,
thank you so much.
God bless you, and you have a good evening.
And the same to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you.
Okay, we have another client, a potential client, I should say. I shouldn't call them clients, but I could call them clients, right? Anyways, we have Tony on the air for you, Stars, Dragon, Spirit, and let me connect her right now. Hi, Tony. You're live on the air with Stars, Dragon, Spirit. Go ahead and ask your question, dear.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Tony.
Hi. I was trying to sign into the website, and I'm just having a difficult time, and I put down my email and my password, and it's just not letting me sign in, so I don't know what to do regarding that whole website situation. But my question for tonight is I am very curious as to find out if anybody else is going to be living here in the household with me. Currently, it's just me and my 13-year-old daughter, and I just, you know, I'm curious to see if you're picking up anybody moving into my home here.
Okay. Well, first off, as soon as you had started the question, I saw a male figure. It isn't somebody that you know right now. So I don't know if you've been looking for someone to move in or if you're renting a room or what the story is, but I do see a male figure. And the male figure is not young. I would say approximately anywhere from mid-40s to early 50s. It is somebody that is very neutral, very nice energy, very calm energy. I don't see, again, I'm asking and I'm looking, and this isn't somebody that you know, per se. Are you looking for someone to rent, or are you looking for someone to you know, just move in with you romantically? What specifically is it that you're looking for?
I was probably thinking along the lines of the person that I have been involved with for the last 2 years. I definitely would not move anybody in here that I don't know for a very long time.
Well, you haven't lived with this person before. And it, as I said, it is a male energy. And I'm guessing at the age here, the feeling that I get is mid-40s to early 50s. And this is somebody that, let's see, this is going to be towards August. It's not going to be before August. I can say that for certainty because I'm looking, and this is what they're showing is August. But have you ever lived with this person?
No, I have never lived with Daniel at all. And he's he's going to be 39 in July.
Is he mature for his age? Because I'm seeing, to be blunt about it, I don't know if this is going to make sense to you, but he's an old soul.
I mean, I would say he's mature. He's very quiet, very quiet.
Yeah, that's why I would say he's very soft and everything, but he's an old soul. This person is a very wise person, and it's an old soul.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's going to be a male, and as I said, around August, it'll be August and after. I don't see it happening before August. And again, the demeanor is he's very calm, very, you know, quiet. He's not a person that's boisterous. He's not a person that's real verbal and going to pin you to a wall. No, not that type of energy. It's quite the opposite. But he's an old soul. So give yourself till around August, okay, and start looking for the signs and everything because that would be the soonest. But I would say it would be, let's see, no longer than the beginning of October. I keep seeing August to October. So
now, will I have a romantic relationship with this person that's moving in?
Okay. At first, as I said, I'm not seeing that it's going to be a strong romantic relationship. There's going to be a closeness. There is a deep friendship, but I don't see it being right off being a romantic type situation. It's going to, in fact, when this person first moves into the house, it's going to be a little bit getting acclimated to it, so to speak. Just not going to be a slamming type situation. It's going to be something, you know, that's going to grow and so forth and so on. So that's why I say watch for the signs and everything. Romantic, I do not see really strong right off the bat. So, again, you know, it might be the move in, taking time to get acclimated, and then it'll grow from there.
Okay. Yes, thank
All right.
you.
Thank you very much for coming.
Tony, don't go away. I'll
yes.
talk to you about getting into the site, okay? So hold on a
yes.
minute, all right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, ladies, that's all I have for right now. If you want to talk a little bit more, it's kind of a quiet night. it's quiet even in the chat room, but you know what happens oftentimes as the weather starts to get nicer, and gosh, it's been really bad, things will change. So we could kind of discuss what we're going to talk about next week. I know we had some great topics come through. I don't know if you want to do that. It's kind of up to you, ladies, because I'm going to get with Toni right now so that I can help her. If you want to just carry on just a little bit for me.
Sure.
Sure. We can do that.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Let me go get with Toni so we can get her into our site. Okay. Go ahead, ladies.
Okay. Well, this is Stars Maya, and I'm so glad for everyone that has taken the time to tune in and listen. And I just really want to, I think, stress to everyone, no matter what your situation is, like Stars Dragon Spirit pointed out, and I'm so glad that she reiterated that point, that when we're talking about relationships, although for most of us, you know, our primary concern can be our romantic lives and romantic relationships, but these things that we discuss, these topics, they apply to every relationship, and even a relationship we have with work, which is not always necessarily with one person, our boss or our coworker. It can be just the job itself, the work that we do, the company that we work for. And I really feel so urged, you might say, perhaps it's karma urging me, to share with you the abundance that we have in this life, that we have in our spirit, that we have around us. Look at all the amazing, beautiful things, the Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls, everywhere that you look, the natural gemstones and quartz. We have so much abundance and so much opportunity for happiness and joy. We simply need to learn how to have faith that that does exist, because these are troubling times. As people tuning in from the U.S. are aware that, you know, we're under several influences that are very challenging. One of those is, of course, the economic situation. But even in the most troubled of times, there really is so much out there for everyone. There's no reason to spend a moment or a day. I mean, I'm talking about aside from, yes, we all are going to have a bad day. But in retrospect, look at your life and please try to see the hope and the wondrous opportunities, the unlimited potential that we all have as human beings and our right to happiness. I do feel that we're spiritual beings living a physical life, and that we are meant to be, it is our karma as a collective unity, okay, universally, it really is our karma to be happy. Obviously, I don't intend that to mean at any price or, harming other people in our pursuit of happiness. But each of you listening, take time out of your day to really evaluate your life, whether it's work, it's love, it's friendship, it's where you live even. Sometimes even the place that we live, where we reside, is not bringing us the joy and happiness. And yes, economy, finances can play a part. Sometimes we have to be patient. But please always know that even if something for today is not working out, or you've just come out of something that's difficult or challenging, or you're going through it, please know that there's something out there for everyone, and that we do, each of us, we all deserve to be happy. We all deserve to be able to embrace ourselves as wonderful, unique, amazing human beings. And I truly wish that the light shines on each and every one of you, and that each person can see their potential and their beauty within, and the beauty and wondrous things that this life has to offer. And with that, I'd like to say God bless to everyone and turn it over to Stars Dragon Spirit.
Thanks, Stars Maya. And yes, I agree. As I had said earlier, it applies to everything, as Stars Maya said. It's not just the relationships you're in. And again, it's all sorts of relationships. But on a daily basis, if you're in a job, say, that you have been in for quite some time, there's always a lesson in everything, or, you know, that's my viewpoint on it in some people that I've known. There's always something to be gained from the situation that you're placed in. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been there to begin with. So, you know, apply it to everything. If you have a job that you've been in a long time, stop and ask yourself, you know, have you promoted or gone as far into that job that you could go? And what are your feelings about it? Is it something that now bores you that you were first excited with, that you no longer want to be in? You feel there's more out there or a different direction you could go? Give yourself that benefit, because all of us, we always have the potential to grow, and we do always have the potential to be happy. It's up to the individual's choice. Same thing as far as Maya said, where you're living. When you first moved in there, what were the circumstances when you first moved in? Are you still comfortable in there? Do you feel you need a change? If so, you know, would changing the furniture to change the energy in the place? Or do you feel that you need to be living someplace else? If you're living in the city, maybe you want to move to the country. It applies to everything. And, again, I can't stress enough that everything that comes into your life is there for a reason. I am not one to believe in coincidence or accidents or things. Things happen for a reason, whether we see the reason for it, you know, as blatant as day, or if it's something that we don't realize till further down the line. Give yourself that benefit, because if you've outgrown something and you're feeling like it's starting to grind at you, and you feel that it's sucking the energy out of you or anything, do something within your means or that you can possibly reach for and make that change for yourself. There's no reason that you need to stay in that type of a situation and you're feeling that kind of energy, because there's so much more to you than just what's going on right this second. And definitely give yourself the benefit of the doubt. Don't lose perseverance. Don't lose hope and faith and believing in something. Because as human beings, I think that gives us a reason for being. That gives us a reason to grow. That gives us a reason to be happy. So don't cut yourself short. I don't want to see any individual cut themselves short. Always believe in hope that there's brighter things there that you can tap into. And again, I'm very glad that everybody came that has been here tonight. And I do sincerely hope that you heard something that might have turned on a light bulb or something that you would be able to apply to yourself and learn it and apply it for the betterment of yourself. And with that, that's all I have to say for this evening.
Okay, well, I'm happy to tell you I got Tony in the site. She's got her account. She's good to go. So she was all happy, very happy. And I know Eric is still listening. And, Eric, if you'd like a reading, we have different rates on the site. That's starswithaZpsychics.com. Please go to the site and check it out. I got another caller here, but I don't know. Do one of you, would you like to do a short reading, or how do you want to do it?
I can do a short one.
Maya?
Maya?
I can do one as well, sure, whatever
okay.
works.
Okay, we had you, Dragon Spirit. Well, let's see what this caller is doing, and let me get a hold of this caller right now. So hold on, ladies. Okay, they dropped. So I guess with that, we will call it a night, ladies, and thank you so much. Thank you to Stars Psychic Priestess Candy. She was in our chat room, and Stars Judy Noah was in there. handling the room there as they always do. And thank you, ladies, Stars Maya, Stars Dragon Spirit. And, of course, we've got some good things coming, and I want to reiterate that we will start having videos on YouTube and our audio. I am waiting to hear from Tony to see if he put the files in, and once I do a test with him, we will be good to go. So you will be able to talk to your advisor, and they will be able to talk back to you. That doesn't sound good, does it? But anyways, you'll be able to have a nice communication with each other instead of typing in the chat. So again, thank you. Have a great evening, and I'll see you all next week. And I love you guys very much. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Love you, bye.